Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We're back with some more news for you. Morning show edition. We're back. You already know. Got a full panel, too, so be excited. I know a lot of you guys enjoyed yesterday's flagship show. With all the many different faces and personalities and just nationalities bringing you boxing from around the globe right here on The Voice of the People. You know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. So why are we here? We're here because Hall of Famer and former undisputed junior middleweight world champion Winky Wright, who's been in there with the likes of De La Hoya and Bernard Hopkins, he's just been in the game long enough to talk the way that he's speaking in this particular interview. But he goes on to back the WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, who's 40-0 with 39 KOs, to defeat the current unified IBF, IBO, WBA and WBO world champion Anthony Joshua, who is 21-20. We'll get into the quotes after we introduce our co-host. It's been a long time. He shouldn't have left you.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fuck you.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
Like all good fighters say, I'm back, right? I'm back. Yeah, what's up, Ness? What's up, everyone? Welcome to this edition of the Boxing Voice. Co-starring me, Enrique Church, aka the Casual Fan. I can be ignorant, but I'm very certainly aware for those of you who are first-time listeners. And if you forgot, you know, I'm back. The topic at hand, Winky Wright backs Wilder to beat Joshua. Indeed, indeed. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I agree. Let's go.
Oh, he agrees. Well, let's keep the phone lines moving. Oops, I mean host lines moving. There's so many of us heading out to the Garden State.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop me. Legend and conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Lancaster. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. We got another edition of the TBV in the morning. I know my panel's co-hosts got all their coffee ready. We ready to get into this. It looks like we got an OG breaking down the fight that we've all been waiting for and wanting, right? My man Winky Wright, he's had a lot of experience, and he had a couple of things to say about these two in comparison to the matchup. And I can't wait to get into it. We got another nice little panel. Let's play hot potato, fellas.
In San Antonio, Aaron Cantu, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, TBV fam? It's your boy, Young Cantu. Catch me on Twitter and IG at AirShow15. Just checking in, man, and talking about this Wilder Joshua thing. A consistent narrative, man. He's starting to see some of these cats really start to sway and side toward Deontay Wilder, man. Very interesting. Let's get to it.
And last but not least, Mike, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's good, TBV? Can you hear me?
We hear you. You sound low as fuck, but we're going to deal with it. What can we do?
You're having technical audio, so you need the support.
Yeah, I need some kind of support. But I'm ready to start talking about Winky Wright and his opinions on the Joshua fight, so I ain't going to say too much more.
Well, let's get into it, guys. I mean, look, the big thing for me is that not only is he backing Joshua, but I'm taking from the quotes, which we will read to you guys as facts, that he's backing him to knock him out.
And correct yourself, Ness, he's backing Wilder. You said Joshua.
Yeah, excuse me. Thank you for that. Yes, he is backing Wilder.
He's deleted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, everyone should know Winky Wright, first off. He's a former, professional boxer.
Former middleweight champion.
Middleweight champion.
With Tito Trinidad, right?
Beat him. Beat him. Beat Shane Mosley 2 times. Beat Ike Corte. He's a boxing scholar at that. So, you know, you got to respect his opinion.
I was wondering whether or not we should say, like, legendary. Or is Hall of Famer fitting? As the article chose to go with, they called him a legendary. I mean, a Hall of Famer. But is he a legendary fighter? I think Oscar De La Hoya goes down more as a legendary fighter because he was able to jumpstart careers, sort of as a trampoline for other careers to flourish from there. Winky was good and accomplished a lot, but he was never a springboard for anyone. He never produced the new crop of fighters.
But what do you mean by that? Like no one beat him and became a star or?
Exactly.
Okay. But he did become, he got his momentum off, you know, Sugar Shane Mosley fights. You know what I'm saying? Right? Am I wrong?
Definitely. And I believe, didn't he fight Vernon Forrest? I'm going to have to look him up.
Probably deep because he was a 90s fighter. You know what I'm saying? So if you're like 25 year old right now, what's that?
HBO fighter. He had a very interesting career because he didn't get that shine. You know, he was like one of those fighters that really didn't get that television time. And then all of a sudden, late in his career, he started getting the money and getting the fights. And it was, you know, as a boxing fan, we're always drawn to that underdog story. So for me, it was good because I know Winky had to go overseas and get fights and get ranked just to be, you know, fighting guys. He even fought Paul Williams.
Yeah, right. He fought. I got him up right now. Peter Quinlan, Paul Williams, Bernard Hopkins, Ike Corte, Jermaine Taylor.
Corte.
Yeah, Corte. And a Felix Trinidad. So yeah, Shane Mosley's in there too, Cash.
Yeah, nah, I remember Winky, right? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm very aware. But in the BoxingScene.com article that I read that was given and shared, he's quoted, I think both fighters are good fighters. I think Wilder is a little bit more athletic, a little bit more elusive. The right hand is dangerous. He can't depend on that right hand all the time. He's good. He's got to get in there and mix it up. Joshua can mix it up, and he's a big boy with a good punch himself. But definitely, like I like Wilder, Wright said, on the ropes, Boxing Radio is where they picked that quote up from.
Now, what I like about that, Cash, is that, you know, I just want to pat myself on the back. The conceitedness wants to go like this because it's like I've been saying that Wilder is elusive and that his athleticism will be an issue for the, you know, kind of slow, plodding, flat-footed, wide-stanced Anthony Joshua.
Right. Now, for me, I agree with Winky. Personally, I can't pick a winner, though. Just yeah, it's close one. It's so close. You could say, yo, it's 49% AJ and 51 go. It's very, very close fight, man. It's a huge, big event. That's why it's a big event because it's so close. But yeah, so
I got to play devil's advocate.
The technique I wanted to touch on real quick before you go devil's advocate on me. The technique, right? That's whoever has the most technique. That's why they say styles make fights is declared the winner at the end of the night. You know, I would say AJ has technique and he overcame adversity. Obviously when he fell down and came back and knocked out, what's his name? Vladimir Klitschko in the 10th round. And he's 250 pounds. AJ, that is. So Deontay Wilder's record for me speaks volumes. Yeah. I'm sure for you as well. He's 40 wins with 39 KOs. He weighs 214 pounds. He also overcame adversity with Luis Ortiz. His style, to me, is, you know, a lot of people say, yo, he's sloppy, this and that. But I think that's his technique. He has proven in 40 fights that worked for him.
But, Cash, who has Deontay faced that is as strong and as athletic as AJ? Because, like, you know, he looked good facing these opponents he's finished them in devastating fashion. But who has Wilder faced that can measure up?
I would say
you can measure up the AJ's strength, speed,
but
ferocity.
That's, That's a mute question because we could ask you the same thing. Who has AJ faced that is right. Measure him up to Deontay Wilder?
I mean, would you say that
you would say Vladimir and you would say Luis Ortiz are equal?
No, you can't even say neither of those guys make up the
Joseph Parker. I mean,
Joseph Parker, are you insane? He's 6'2", bro. How are you gonna say he?
He's a strong guy. What I'm telling you is veracity and power.
Wilder 6'7", height.
I'm not talking about height. I'm talking about veracity, power. You just forget about the height. We know that Deontay Wilder for the most.
Yo, someone check this guy's fucking coffee right now. He just said that Joseph Parker's velocity and power are comparable to Deontay Wilder.
No, I didn't say that. There you go, running with.
So what are you saying? No.
Well, let me finish.
Let him talk.
You see how Ness already his teeth for bear. He ready to jump in and bite. And look who's next to him, the Chihuahua. Now listen, Wilder, I'm trying to say, is in his own league with his athleticism, his tallness, all that shit. I'm talking about, look at the resumes. Who has Wilder fought that is as powerful as a Joseph Parker on his resume? Tell me right now.
No one. Now you answer my question. Who has Anthony Joshua fought that is as powerful or is comparable to fucking Deontay Wilder?
Look, man, we're gonna do the resume game because I know you love this, Ness. No, I know you love this, Ness.
No, I answered your question. Answer mine. Make it simple. You want to go down resume?
Yeah, he want to choose a cheat sheet, man. Say what you feel, bro.
This ain't no cheat sheet. All of y'all on Box Rec.
I'm not on Box Rec. I went on Box Rec.
All right.
I already did the research.
We bringing it up for the people. We bringing it up for the people.
You ain't do the research, obviously. You doing it live, bro.
Listen, shut up, You just started reading, Cash. Shut up.
You crazy.
Cash just started reading the
book. You rehearsing on air, man. You should have done your mic check off here, bro.
First of all, if you don't know, Mr. Cash, AJ
Fuller. Question, though.
He's asking me who's comparable. AJ Fuller, right. Joseph Parker. So what you talking about?
But how is that comparable?
I'm telling you that a Joseph Parker, who on Deontay Wilder's resume measures up to Joseph Parker.
Why can't you say Luis Ortiz?
No, tell me. All right.
Maybe it's my ignorance.
So yeah, it is your ignorance. How
old Luis Ortiz doesn't measure up?
Listen to me. Ortiz is already not. He's older, man. He ain't as quick as Joseph Parker. He hit hard. Power is the last to go. I'm gonna give him the power.
But what are you answering? I'm trying to figure out.
First of all, I'm not answering nothing. I'm making statements.
But you asked the question, who's comparable? So
all right, so how am I going to answer my own question? You answer that.
Because I answered it, and then you went and digged in.
He said Joseph Parker.
Vladimir Klitschko was stronger.
I said Vladimir Klitschko.
Go ahead and pick him. Tough guy, go ahead and pick him.
Vladimir Klitschko.
No, who else? Pick Joshua right now.
Now we're going to keep it real.
He can't pick right now. Is that close of a fight?
Get the fuck close.
It is a close fight.
Yeah, you know who it's close for? The same Mayweather Pacquiao fans. All the Mayweather fans going with AJ.
I would say this, though. I would say one thing that Deontay Wilder.
No. Rewind that. All the Mayweather fans going with Wilder.
First of all, Manny Pacquiao was not undefeated. So you're talking about two undefeated fighters.
Dangerous.
Now the O is important to you.
No, it's not that it's important. You want to make it important now, but I'm just putting it out there.
Plus, Mayweather don't have the flaws that Wilder has. I mean, Wilder throws those.
And Mayweather doesn't have the power that Wilder has. Okay.
That's true. Okay. That's true. But when you throwing those punches from those angles from way back here, Joshua can throw a check hook or uppercut, which he's known to throw.
So go ahead
inside of Joshua punches. Yeah. You know who I'm picking.
Yo, Doomy, I feel like Doomy's kind of overlooking the fact that Luis Ortiz has comparable technique to an Anthony Joshua. So, and the fact that he was a southpaw. So that in itself, maybe he doesn't have as much quickness and power as Joshua, but.
And include the weight in there.
Technique. He got more technique than Anthony Joshua because he's a fucking two-time Olympic gold medalist, isn't he? Didn't he got over 300 fucking amateur fights?
He just got one.
One gold medal don't matter. He got 300 amateur fights. He fought everybody. You know what
I mean? And include the weight, how big he is and how he got knocked out or stopped.
He's a southpaw. For everyone else, when you face a southpaw, it's like, oh, my God, Floyd's going to fight a southpaw. Oh, my God, he's a southpaw. And now all of a sudden, Luis Ortiz is a southpaw, but now he's a bum. I love it because
I didn't say he was a bum. You the one that tosses that word around so much. You toss that word around a lot.
You say he was old because you listen to Eddie Murphy.
He ain't listen to me, man. You know this. You know this. When you older, your speed drops. The last to go is your power. I'm talking about velocity, speed, and other attributes. I'm not talking about Luis Ortiz is a bum, my nigga.
You talking about
excuse my language.
Parker has veracity.
So you don't let the hood come out of me, man. I'm not saying that Luis Ortiz is a bum, bro. I'm saying that in comparison.
Yeah, you called him old, though.
You just say
he's old. You say he's old. He's old. He's old. You kept rubbing.
But the fact that is that he is.
Oh, yeah.
How many rounds he go with Wilder? How many rounds?
I don't know. Was it 10, maybe?
I don't even remember going that far.
He went 11.
Like 10.
I think Joshua went 10. 11, too.
10 rounds.
I thought 111.
Nah, who you talking about? Ortiz?
No, if Ortiz is so old.
And Ortiz went 10 rounds.
This is crazy. This turning into this, but Ortiz is so old. Why no one signing up to fight him? Like, why dudes is getting out of title eliminators? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that. Yeah, like, why right. Anthony Joshua's promoter was saying that Luis Ortiz should be banned for life when he was AJ's mandatory. As soon as he's Wilder's mandatory, he's like, oh, he should fight him. He should fight him.
He's old but dangerous, and he doesn't bring no kind of revenue in.
But then Eddie Hearn bashes Wilder for saying it's a high risk. Why, you know, why you taking less money for that
this
fight?
This gonna be my final thought on Winky White Wright's agreement.
Way to bring it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say this. I'm picking right now on air is a very close fight. I'm gonna say Deontay Wilder has the edge on it because his toughness. Like, he's tough. It's a psychological game, Doomy. You know that shit, and that's what makes people back the fuck up, and that's the Mike Tyson effect. Done. Deontay Wilder's backed by me because of his toughness. But now he needs to bring more technique. Yes, you're right.
Honestly say that it's going to be a 50-50 fight. Right now, I can't say who I'm backing, even though I know who I'm backing. But right now, it's a 50-50 fight.
And look, and to many of us that are, you know.
Hold on, Doomy. Say what next?
50-50 my ass.
Ness believes that this is going to be a KO in the first round type of thing. Mm. It ain't going to happen like that, man. It ain't going to happen. It's going to be the toughest fight Wilder has had all his life. Ain't nobody going to bring it like AJ. He's going to try to bully him. Ain't nobody trying to bully Wilder. Who tried to bully Wilder? The only one that I ever saw really come in was Spilka. Spilka was the one, but he paid for it. He paid for it, and I don't think that AJ Wilder is going to fall for that, man. He's at the same eye level. Come on, bro. AJ's going to be a real tough fight for Wilder, man. It ain't this win that Ness is talking about. It's going to be, shit. You never even know.
So he's giving it 51-49% of a fight. It's that close.
Well, if he's going 51-49, I guess I can't argue with him.
Yo, I think something important to note is the fact that you see some of these, you know, important figures in boxing actually come around to Deontay Wilder. Haseem Rockman was one of those characters who actually had Joshua favored in an interview with DBN. I spoke to him in March. He now has Wilder favored 55-45 in that fight. So you're starting to see these cats.
Perception is key. And when you're looking like a little puss in the street, niggas going to think you a puss.
I'm saying no, but then what? You're gonna call Floyd Mayweather a puss because he ran his career that So you're gonna call AJ a puss
Pacquiao,
now?
Floyd offered Manny Pacquiao $40 million, not fucking $12 million.
Listen,
you offered him $40 million.
That fight took forever, and Floyd did what he wanted with his career, and he guided himself the way he wanted, and nobody called him a pussy. People called him a genius. Okay. People calling him all these other good shit. AJ doing it. Now AJ's the bad guy. Now AJ's a puss. Now
that's all promotion, bro.
That's all promotion. We all know that AJ ain't no damn puss, man.
But it's a good story.
Right, my turn. You're right, though, but it's my turn now. First of all, it took long because Manny Pacquiao, all right? All he had to do was take the test. That's it. Not tell us in the media. Me as a fan, I shouldn't have to read that Manny Pacquiao is afraid of needles when I see tattoos on his body.
Yeah.
And he's still getting them. There was a lot of inconsistencies. So don't tell me Mayweather wasn't called a puss when he was. Like I said yesterday, they made KFC logos with his face on it. They called him Chicken Runner. He always got the shit end of the stick.
Nah, but that was for his style of fighting. That was his style of fighting. That all came from the style of fighting. It wasn't just that.
Man, it all came from the buildup. Mayweather Pacquiao buildup. Just like AJ Wilder buildup. The AJ fans will be crying like the motherfucking Kell Brook fans and the Khan fans. And
so, from a American standpoint, what do you guys think the perception of AJ is?
Yo, he's a champion, man. And he's got Eddie Hearn who's doing business with him. So that's how I'm looking at it. It's just business all day.
Nah, like again, I live in reality, so whatever. You know, I said a few things on this show, but how I'm looking at it realistically is AJ is being a businessman. He's being a businessman, right? I think Jay-Z has a quote. He's like,
I'm not a business. He said, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So he's a franchise, you know?
Exactly. So AJ is protecting the nest. You know, you got to listen to people when they talk, not just now. Yesterday, a year ago, AJ told us a long time ago, I want to be the first billion-dollar fighter. Becoming the first billion-dollar fighter is creating a multi-million dollar fight. You know what I'm saying? What happens if AJ Wilder becomes the new Mayweather McGregor or Mayweather Pacquiao and they end up getting 80 million, 100 million each because they built it up? The problem with that is there's no Shane Mosley's out there for Wilder to build up his name. Like, AJ's really taking care of all the business.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say when Oscar De La Hoya said, he was going to make a star? Deontay Wilder, right?
That he'll make anybody a star.
Right. And it's the story. Like right now, it's always the story. Like you said, yo, who knows? Saying that I'm the billion-dollar fighter makes the fight, right? Mega million-dollar fight. So, yeah, you know, Eddie Hearn is creating a business out there. He's like, yo, there's the Dillon White dude. There's like, he's naming all these Big Baby Miller and Povetkin and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Povilev, all those guys are the Shane Mosley, I think, for Deontay. Deontay Wilder just has to fight him. He just signed him all. So, yeah. I don't know if you agree.
Final thoughts. We got callers. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I mean, look, you got my man Winky right. He's leaning towards Deontay Wilder. He's still giving AJ his due credit. But I think that, you know, amongst the olds and the greats that's done it, it's going to be like a split between the champions of old rooting for the new champion. You know what I mean? It's going to be a couple leaning towards AJ, a couple leaning to Wilder. Like we keep saying, this is a tight fight.
Yeah, my final thoughts.
Hold on. Before you go to final thoughts, because we never gave the final quote, which leads us to believe that he's leaning for knockout. And you can put it together yourself, but it's completely obvious. If he feels Wilder's going to win and he feels this fight won't go the distance, then he feels Wilder's going to win by knockout. But I open the quote with, I don't think it goes the distance unless one of them gets hurt and runs, which I don't see. I don't see Wilder doing it. And I don't see Joshua doing it, especially after he fought Klitschko. He got hurt, got up, moved around a little bit, and then went back in throwing his bombs. We know both fighters can hurt. We know both fighters have the will to come back and win. Now we just need to see both fighters get in there and prove who is the best. End quote. Final thoughts, Enrique?
Man, final thoughts, man. You know, styles make fight. Technique is the winner. I just feel that, like that quote said, bombs are going to be thrown. And same thing Wilder did. Wilder was hurt. Referee had his eye on him versus Luis Ortiz, the old man, as we call him, and who also is a gold medalist and 300 amateur background. Yeah, man, he comes back and he throws those wild-ass punches, but he wins with that. That's his style. So we all want to see that. I still can't pick a winner, but I think I'm giving the edge. I'm giving that 51% towards AJ. Deontay Wilder.
The truth.
My thoughts are, it's not even about the fight. I just love seeing the Hall of Famers, the old fighters coming in and giving their opinion on this fight right here. Because this is like one of the biggest fight. Well, the biggest fight in boxing. And I'm just looking forward to it to be made and to see who is the best in the world.
I don't know what you did, but your mic sounds a little better, so you got to record whatever that is.
Aaron, did you give your final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts, man. You can't discredit the technique, the calmness of an Anthony Joshua, but when it comes down to a slugfest, man, you know who I'm rolling with. That's Bomb Squad, man. He throws hands. He fights like a real fighter who puts it all on the line. That's why I gave him the slight edge in that fight.
Same here. I agree with you.
Yeah, my sentiments echo yours exactly, because I just feel there's more dog in one guy than the other. That's it. Now, I know.
How do you say that when when both of them have been through adversity and got back from it.
Because of the way that one finishes and the other, you know,
I think it's because one more vocal.
One is way more devastating when it comes to finishing. And he's like, he's going to get, dude, he's walking in there Undertaker style, hands down, like, motherfucker, please.
Yeah.
Please. Yo, remember when hold on a minute. He turns to his wife in another fight and says, he's over, honey. Fuck out of here. There's nobody more cocky. You could call
seen
it
when he body, walked in. Call it bias.
I'm going to call it Nestor fucking Damas when it's all said and done. April 13th, AJ fucking dies.
Oh, my God.
Ortiz caught his ass when he came in with his hands down, too.
I was at the park punching the bag, and this old man, he's 50 years old. He's on the bag, and he's punching, right? He's like, what do you think about Wilder? He's wild, man. He's wild. And I'm like, yeah, man, but, you know, he only gets wild after he hurts them. You know what I mean? So I give Wilder that much. You know, a lot of people give him a lot of shit. You know, he's wild. But I've only seen him go wild when he already has the guy, you know, doing a stinky leg. So,
yo, let me say this too, man, because I played football and I could correlate.
Second
this.
Final thoughts. Go ahead.
In football, when you're facing a team that you know what they're going to bring to the table, it's a little bit more easy to game plan against that opponent. When you're facing an opponent who you don't really know what they're going to do, you don't know what they're going to call, that's a lot tougher matchup. In the sense of competition. So that's my point.
Look, my second final thought, because
doubling up. We Harlem World today. Harlem World.
We double albums right now. So somebody say he's more vocal, and they was referencing Deontay Wilder. And I would say he is vocal, more vocal. But I immediately said, you know, when a rapper comes out and you don't believe him because he just doesn't look it, right? When 50 Cent came out, you fucking believed him. You was like, yo, that's like some, he really lived that shit. He's really saying what he's doing. And that's how I feel about Deontay's vocal. When in any interview, you see his eyes change up, you know, and it's like a whole nother spirit inside. So, yeah, man, he is much more dangerous mentally than AJ. And we're going to see that. Hopefully there's a lot of face-offs.
You want to read the chat?
I'm actually going to go out to the super chat real quick. We got a lot, actually. We got Super Chat King B. Paulie says, this TBV panel is the shit. Hashtag talk that shit. Hashtag undisputed.
Hit him. Do you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Paulie.
And real live right now, 47. I'm gonna hit that thumbs up, make it 48.
Damn, it's only 47 thumbs up. Where's the love?
I made it 49.
Let me see, I'm refreshing. Where we at? It's really only 48. My shit say 47 on my side. I'm gonna go back to the
show. Let's Hulk smash them like buttons.
That's the press. I'm going back to the super chat, Jack. Killbiz, I don't know. He says, no, Ness, you're going to be crying on live stream. Let's be real. I guess he's talking about April 13th. No, that is not true. We shall see, though. B. Paulie back on a super chat saying, bomb squad, AJ may get beat by Drago, which is Povetkin. And, super chat Paulie, bad again. Back again, super chat King. He says, facts, Doomy. That's what I say about Wilder. What did you say about Wilder, Dumas?
I said a few things about Wilder. I don't know which one he's referring to.
All right. So let's go out to our sponsors and get to these calls. We're giving everybody about 30 to 45 seconds. So get your thoughts in order. You had a good 40 minutes to digest this topic and know what you're going to say. Say it clearly. Make sure you're not on Bluetooth. You're not on speakerphone. Your windows are up if you're in the car commuting. Because we want audio quality, all right, guys? And another super chat from B. Paulie says, AJ is Wasteman? I don't know what that is, but let's go out to the sponsors, right? Oops.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Getting a day started with Scorsese. Scorsese, go.
Here goes some facts right here. Wilder and Ortiz both fought old men. Wilder and Joshua both fought old men, Ortiz and Klitschko. Joshua retired that old man. He gave that old man an opportunity to rematch him. That old man said, no, thank you. I'm getting the fuck out the sport. The old man that Wilder beat is more active than Wilder right now. And he wobbled Wilder and possibly could have got a ref stoppage if it wasn't for politics, maybe. And Wilder has no interest in the rematch. That's just some facts. And Wilder ain't said nothing about fighting him again and cleaning that shit up. So who really got the DM, who really got the 50 Cent type? I'm doing
cut
this.
It, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Oh my God, so many holes in everything he said. If you were to watch the Brandon Shubbs interview, Wilder expressed to Shubbs that he wants to rematch with Ortiz. So that right there is totally wrong. Secondly, for you to even dare say that Luis Ortiz, because he continued his career and Vladimir Klitschko decided to retire after their next two fights, makes any correlation to who wanted more, you're ridiculous. Yeah, one man is poor. Excuse me. One man is poor, defected from a poor country, which is a third world country in Cuba, came to the U.S. to make a living, hasn't had the chance to make the fucking living yet, and you want him to retire because Wilder beat him. Shut your dumb ass up. Next.
Hey, real quick, Luis Ortiz does not have any gold medals or as a Olympian. I'm sorry. Oops.
So we wrong about that. Ness is wrong about that. I raised my hand.
I was
you
wrong.
Was talking
too.
About
I was
Rigo,
right.
bro. You was talking about Rigo, too. Bro.
You was wrong too. All right, so we'll eat some crow. We'll eat some crow. But all I'm saying, let that Scorsese first call be a lesson. Come with some correction. Talking about facts. People think nowadays because they say facts. Listen, ever since rappers said 100 in facts, we've been not believing that shit. So knock it off. Coming in here. All right, you want some facts? Facts. Luis Ortiz is still active. That. Get your ass out of here. Sound like a weirdo. Edward in Alabama, talk to me.
Hey, real quick, man. You know, we keep comparing this matchup from AJ in the Klitschko fight, but if anybody has noticed, there's small AJ right now who's not the same size who, when he fought Parker, had to jab his way out of the fight. So it's not about somebody saying, well, it's powerful. I hate to do the comparison, but maybe he's closer to Gerald Washington right now, man. Because I didn't see him hurt Parker at all during
so
that whole
saying?
Fight.
What you saying? He's cycling
to
off?
Way out of it, so.
You're trying to say he's cycling off? You're trying to say before
yeah,
the
well,
Parker
I don't,
fight he was 254?
I don't know, but clearly you can see the dude lost 20 pounds of muscle. And I don't know anybody that's done that in less than a year like he did. I mean, look how small he is now. So it's not going to be as big, as powerful. He hasn't had no KOs, no legit KOs since then. So let's just be honest. The matchup is different now. He's going to try. He can't out-jab Wilder. I'm sorry. He's 6'7", he's longer than him, and he has more power. So it's not going to be the fight that you think it is going to be. It might make it to the fifth round before Wilder cleans him up. That's just all it is to it.
Cut it. Ooh, I like that fucking narrative. I mean, listen, it's not like we haven't heard Deontay Wilder on our videos, in our interviews, when we've gone to his camp, physically tell our camera to the public that he has been told, because he knows people in the UK, that Anthony Joshua is uses PEDs. Now, obviously, Anthony Joshua is a clean fighter. He's test negative all the time. So this is completely speculation, allegation on the part of Wilder. But with the caller, Edward from Alabama, which we have to say can be biased because Alabama is the hometown state of Deontay Wilder. But what do you think about his narrative that Anthony Joshua is a lot smaller? Because we hear that talk about Canelo now. It's like, oh, look at Canelo. He's smaller. This guy's doing videos on it out there. So what are your thoughts on Joshua being slimmer? And his last fight was 242, and before that was 254.
First off, we've seen Canelo, so we can see, like, the before and after. With Anthony Joshua, he hasn't, like, really took a picture in a couple of days. And the last one he did, he was upside down. So I don't see how he can say that the guy lost 20 pounds. That's first off. And the last thing is, like, the PED thing. If a guy hasn't failed a test, then I really hate to speculate.
Exactly. It's unfair if the tests are if the tests have never been positive. It's like, you know.
I mean, he could just be trying to, you know, tone down a little bit of that mass so he could pick up on the speed. I mean, you know, you just never know what the game plan is in their camps going up against different guys. A guy like Povetkin, you know what I mean? I don't know how much he's planning on going in, weighing in for that guy, but we'll get to see it. And we'll see his weight progression, if his steady starts going down or if it stops at a certain weight. I know that
I agree with you, Doomy.
Yeah, it happens. It happens sometimes where the team will have a game plan for these weight losses.
Now, that is absolutely true. And you know what? Before the Joseph Parker fight, they said they wanted to slim down. So the team at least gave us the indication that he was going to come in smaller. And let's be real. We never want our fighters to be too bulky, because then we automatically associate that with mechanically, moving mechanically or being stiff,
And Deontay
will have good extension.
Exactly. Deontay's putting people to sleep, and he don't weigh that much. He putting people
to sleep. I think to an extent, Joshua was aware of the lack of his conditioning, so he had to slim down to be able to move a little quicker, more rapid for 12 rounds. That's my take.
He knows he's going to have to be on that back foot versus Wilder.
And the losing 20 pounds in a year, he's an athlete, man. They know the science behind their body. Yeah, they have nutrients. Hey,
shit, you can lose 30 pounds in a month if you're a fatso. Listen, let's go. No, it's true, bro.
It is true.
Let's go out to these calls. We're gonna go back to this strict 30-second thing. So we've been talking. I know that the callers are spicing it up a little bit with new, theories and stuff, but 30 seconds. So we're going out to Idris in the UK.
Yeah, man. What's going on, man? What's all this speculation about Anthony Joshua and Ped, man? That's not even speculation at this point. This is just throwing a man's name, man. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Anyway, fam, let me say my little bit, yeah? Deontay Wilder, man. 21st fight. Everyone on the panel, man. Go on BoxRec. Look at Deontay Wilder's 21st fight. He fought a career middleweight, fam. He fought a guy who was at middleweight, fought Adonis Stevenson, had another fight, and then fought Deontay Wilder at heavyweight. Do you know what I mean? Anthony Joshua's on his 21st fight. How can you even defend that, man? And you lot are coming up with all sorts of excuses. I already see the narrative. Anthony Joshua knocks Wilder out, and then all the Ped talk comes afterwards. Like, how did he do that?
He tests negative. Why would we say that?
Yeah, like, we just spoke in amongst the panel about the callers, theory on Anthony Joshua and being dirty, and we all agreed that we feel that he's clean. So, Idris, try not to waste your call next time. Let's get out to Majid out in Orlando.
What's up, man? Shit, I mean, I just feel like I feel like AJ, I don't know. I feel like AJ said, but I feel like her just holding on to that money, trying to make more, before he can put his little cash cow at risk. So I think everybody needs to be patient. And if y'all got disagreement, even in the panel, when y'all going back and forth at that, I'm getting mad with this dude when he made this platform for y'all. Throw some money where y'all mouth at. But stop getting mad at Ness because he got an opinion. UK looking scared to us Americans, and it's Terry Smith in the ring. Think y'all shit. Cut it.
I do like his narrative. That's right. If you guys think I'm a fanboy, let's bet some money. We could always lock it in on PayPal. I've been here about 10 years, right? So where have you been? I'm everywhere. I'm in everyone's fucking city. I met Hurricane Ray. Shout out to Hurricane Ray. I haven't shouted you out publicly yet. I met him. Awesome dude. I mean, again, thank God for this show. Such a blessing. I meet such beautiful people. I was in Miami with Ray. He got me that fuego. You know what I'm saying? I love when my dudes come through and they're just truthful and honest, and it's just a beautiful thing. We had a great time. Yo, we kicked it.
Did y'all get pedicures together?
We kicked it. We went to his house. We definitely smoked. Ness was big backing in the streets in Miami, just smoking out there. You know what I mean? Because I'm everywhere. I'm never scared. Why would I ever care? These UK fans and AJ protectors, they never come around here. But real quick from the super chat, Andre Diagonu says, guess what? My plane just landed at EWR, which is Newark International Liberty Airport, and I get the charm of the live show on the runway. So here's a donation for the future fights to the UK in April. That's right, because we coming. I'm everywhere. We coming to the UK, like when the fight happens. So you already know. We got more callers here. Uh-oh. Everybody, you guys might want to turn your headphones down, all right? I'm going to have to start warning everybody.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even put in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fucking spot in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next, what a great show. Come stop, donate. People, Mr. Gibbs, you fucking despicable. 11 in the morning. 11 in the morning, you dig right in this man like that. Jesus Christ. Listen, how the fuck Ortiz come from a poor country like you say, he haven't made the money, and on the same bread you say nobody want to fight him. It could be the reason that he don't generate no fucking money like every single Cuban out there, and that's why people don't want to fight him? Could it be? Got it here, nigga.
So let me ask you, are people lining up to fight Errol Spence? Because he generates, he sells tickets in two different regions. He's a gold medal. Oh, he hung up. You see what I'm saying? Only ignorance. He hung up. Only ignorant people. Those arguments are ridiculous. Hard fights are hard fights, and people stay away from them regardless of what they generate. Please.
Hey, my guy said it's 11:30 in the morning, and you dick riding. Boy, that shit was funny as hell. Shout out to Jimmy Porges.
Let's go to Michael in the UK. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just caught on to what you were saying with the guy trolling the PED stuff. AJ admitted that he came in overweight for the up to the Klitschko fight, and he's always had problems with his weight because he always likes his food. He said he admitted that he likes go Nando's, and his trainers didn't know nothing about it. But obviously, he changed up for the Parker fight because he was thinking ahead down the line. So that's the issues with him and his fluctuation with his weight issues. But in regards to the Wilder situation, I just want everybody, Wilder or AJ fans, to just get together.
Cut it. Michael, you had 30 seconds, brother. Let's go out to Ireland. We're talking with Mark. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up? All I wanted to say this time around is that anyone who thinks this fight's going to happen in April is really jumping the gun. It's most likely not going to, because Eddie wants to keep building this fight. We all know that he's in for money. He doesn't give a shit what any of us want. We all want Wilder. He's not going to sacrifice his money because he's not stupid. So what his main plan is, very simple, is to probably get Dillian White to beat Joseph Parker and get Dillian White Joshua as a rematch at Wembley Stadium. That's simple as that in my eyes. So that's that.
Cut it. Mark, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Troy in Baltimore. Talk to me.
All right, make up yourself, man. You know, this Wilder-Joshua fight is no different than Ward-Kovalev. Same talk. Ward didn't have a chance. Kovalev had longer arms. He had the power. And what happened? Ward beat him twice. People fall in love with that power, but what people don't understand, it takes a whole lot more than that to beat a real focused fighter. Power is power, but it's not like Joshua's going to stand in front of the man and say, hit me. He's not going to do that. No, he's not. Peace.
All right, Troy. I did have an issue with his comparison, but I completely drew a blank there. We're going out to Donald in California. No? Oh, my God. What? I'm out of here. I'm out of here. 901-574. First time caller. Who's this? 901-574.
What's up, my brother? Ness, what's up, my brother? First time calling, long time listening, man.
What's going on, man, brother?
Look, I enjoy the show. I know I ain't got the 30 seconds, man. But look, man, these people, man, Wilder 40-0. Man, he 40-0. What? Isn't that enough to explain? There's nothing else to explain, man. AJ would not stand a chance with Wilder. That's all I got to say.
Wait. What is your name, friend?
Akeem, man.
Akeem
from Mississippi.
Akeem from Mississippi. All right, Akeem. King.
Yes.
Man, shout out Mississippi, baby.
King.
That's where I was born.
All All right, King in Mississippi, man. Appreciate thank you for calling in, brother. And we hope to hear from you again.
Appreciate
you. All right. We're going out to 205. 205. Isn't that Alabama, too? 205, you're live. Who this?
It's Rafi again, man. Peace out, man.
What up, Rafi?
Just want to go ahead and speak on what old, just want to go ahead and speak on what old boy just said about the war COVID thing. Well, Andre Ward is way more technical, way more skillful than Anthony Joshua. And I do believe that he will be standing in front of Deontay Wilder unless he tries to train a specific way to avoid it, which I don't think he would. Vladimir landed a lot of straight rights. Parker kept him off balance, talking and come to fight. AJ couldn't get him out of there. I mean, you know, it's just not good. It's going to be a good night for Wilder. And I believe he outbox AJ. And that's all I got.
And all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We do appreciate it. And actually, we appreciate everyone that called in and participated in the show. Yeah, we're all done. We gave the final thoughts, really. So I guess any callers that, you know, you guys want to touch on, anything that one of the callers might have said before we roll out?
I mean, look, pretty much the topic of AJ and Wilder, it's going to be ongoing, 50-50, I think.
Oh, shit. You know what? Let me see if Donald is ready. I'm sorry. Do me. That was all horrible. I should have thought of that. Donald, you off this Bluetooth speaker shit yet?
Yeah, no, my bad. I was trying to turn it off, and you got off too fast. I would say 55-45 for Wilder. And with all of what Wilder's been going through and all of this bullshit they've been putting him through for this fight, I mean, look at this narrative. I could picture this. Maybe people would think I'm crazy when I say this, but I could picture Wilder being so frustrated, so pissed at the bullshit that he's been going through with Hearn and Joshua, that he gets in here and he fucking tries to take him out in one round like he did Romain Stavern. Now, a lot of people will think, oh, you crazy, because Joshua's this and that and the other, but look, if Wilder goes in there in the first round and he hurts him, man, I can see him doing that, getting him out of there. Cut
it. Man, that if is a fat-ass spliff. And we'd all be high. Like, if he hurts him, like, damn. Well, if he hurts him in any round, he's Dunsky, in my opinion. So that's the countdown, really. Doomy, you were in the middle of some words there when I rudely interrupted.
It's all good, baby. It's pretty much the same narrative. You know, these two guys are like a 50-50 fight. You want to say 55-45. You want to flip that around to the other fighter. You want to say 60-40. In the end, it's a close fight. You want to see it. Hopefully it's happening in this April date that this flying around in the news. And this shit happens, man. And we finally get to see who the top dog is.
I really don't have any final thoughts. The fight is, I don't know when it's going to happen, but when it does happen, I will be very, very excited and see how the training and stuff goes. But as far as that, you can follow me on IG at Gross 1911.
Yo, very good. Winky Wright backs up Deontay Wilder, right? So I agree. That's my final thought. Make sure if you're feeling generous to go to the patreon.com to Box Voice and patreon.com Boxing Fan Apparel. I'm shipping shirts today. You can follow me on Twitter, TBV _ casual fan, and my IG. Hoodie.
It ain't cold yet, but I need that hoodie.
Yo, but I got the central air on, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the show from the crib.
Oh, yeah, you can wear a hoodie indoors. You got central.
Outside, definitely can't do that. Nah.
Nah, I'm just saying that shit looks good. That yellow goes nice. It goes
yeah, man, I got the yellow t-shirts, you know, also Los Angeles. You don't know shit about boxing. And I got the Mexico Boxeo coming soon.
Yo, I actually had an idea.
People always say ideas, but they got to, like, have, like, the graphic idea, not just the wording. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. You know I ain't all that. I'm just give you, like, a little bit of inspiration, and that's it.
Well, let's hear it. Live. Let's hear it.
I don't remember it. Like, I had one, but, you know. Mexico or some shit.
Boxeo Mexico. Yo. Oh, yo. Talking about Mexico. I was in Mexico, and I'm at this resort, right? It's beautiful. It's Paradisos. And I have on this fucking Triple G Canelo, you know, face off on the back of the shirt, white t-shirt test that I did. And I'm rocking it. and I'm ordering food, and this waiter comes up to me, and he's like, yo, you won't guess who's here. And I'm like, who's here? He's like, Juan Manuel Marquez. I'm like, where is he at? But I never saw him, but it was a...
That would have been real dope.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that being said, the shirts, man, every time I wear these shirts, somebody talks boxing with me anytime I wear it.
Nah, them shits official. I think most of the shirts I wear are Cash Weezyland. I swear.
Oh damn.
Yeah, no, I had a Cash. I went to I definitely wore my Cash Weezy to Florida, but yo, it's fucked though. I dropped coffee on it.
Which one?
The fucking Voice of the People one.
No, too. The white one.
Yes, I was. So
oh, Ali joint.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm shipping those today, man. Those are popular.
I want that on a different brand anyway. Like I need a little bit softer. You know, I'm a soft type of cat, man. I need that soft shit that show the guns, man. I need this shit to show the guns, right, man.
I got you. I got another Ali coming.
Anyway, we're gonna be back with another one. I don't know what panelists will be back as life does happen and continue, but there's some other interesting news out there. May just be reports. So if you want to get in on that show, make sure you hit the notification bell because you want to get the notification when we go live so that you could be in the queue so you could get your call off because you know these shows are meant to be reports.
Tell them the title. Tell them the title. Get them excited.
I mean, we're going to be talking about Gervonta Davis. We don't know the title yet. Because there's still information developing, but we're thinking of discussing the Allen Iverson and Gervonta Davis video. It is on his Instagram and just what was said back and forth between the two and discuss it, you know, amongst us here with the panelists and hopefully that translates to you guys there in the comment section and our callers that love to call in. And yeah, we'll be back. So don't forget to subscribe right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. You can subscribe to our backup channel, youtube.com/NestorGibbs. Plus, we got plenty of sister channels with casuals.
Oh, my channel, TBV_casual fan is my YouTube channel.
Aaron. Yo, catch my channel, Air Show Sports on YouTube. We do a lot of football highlights, basketball highlights, boxing topics, a lot of sports. Check it out, Air Show Sports. Your boy Young Can too, running it.
And Doomy Doomsday.
You can catch me on IG, Alex_Doomsday_Linez, LAINEZ. Facebook, Alexander Linez. And on Twitter, Alex Linus TBV.
60 seconds.
And follow me on my weight loss journey. I'm putting some stuff up on IGTV. Getting familiar with that. I know you guys probably seen it. I'm going to start putting up some episodes up there. And
I'm talking into the mic. You know, this guy moves his head and he's like, yeah, it's going to catch me. It's going to catch me. You got to move it. Still
follow me on my weight loss, people. I'll be posting on IG stories, IGTV, and all that good stuff, motivating the people.
Mike, what you got for him?
Just follow me on my IG at Gross1911. And I might be coming up with a YouTube channel called Throw That Ass in a Circle.
Word. Damn. So what is it going to be about?
I'm just fucking around this.
Oh, shit.
That sounded like something for
It sounded good, actually.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was about to be like you and a girl talking like, I don't know, fucking like.
Strictly twerking videos.
Or just like, I don't know.
Or
like,
you break down twerking videos.
Break down some sex, so I don't know. Throw that ass in a circle, girl. I hear you. But all right, yo, we out. Peace.
Peace.